Hi, in this video, we are going to talk about how you create a connection between your ExpressRoute circuit and your virtual networks. There are a few prerequisites for this demonstration. Please review the following videos before proceeding further. Start with how to create an ExpressRoute circuit. Next, review the video on how to create Azure Private Peering for your ExpressRoute circuit. If you are following along, you must have created an ExpressRoute circuit, had a connectivity provider configure it, and must have set up the Azure Private Peering before proceeding further. Have you created a virtual network? If not, please review the video on how to create a virtual network. You need a VPN gateway for your virtual network. Review the video on how to create a VPN gateway for your virtual network before you proceed further. You can view all the resources in your subscription by clicking on the All Resources tab. I'm going to show you one way you can create a connection between your ExpressRoute circuit and your virtual network. In this case, I have an ExpressRoute circuit, a virtual network, and a VPN gateway configured for my virtual network. We will first go into the ExpressRoute circuit and view its properties. As you can see here, we have an ExpressRoute circuit that has been provisioned by Equinix and is ready for connectivity. Now it's time to configure the connection to your VPN gateway. We will do that by clicking on the Connections tab over here. Since we don't have any active connections, we will start the process by clicking on the Create New Connection icon. We are going to give it a name. You're going to call it My ER Connection. The connection type is ExpressRoute, which has been pre-populated. We are going to choose the VPN gateway from the list of gateways that we have in our subscription. Since there is only one, we select. The connection is going to be created in the same resource group. So all we need to do is click on this Resource tab. This effectively connects the virtual network gateway to the ExpressRoute circuit. Once this operation successfully completes, any virtual machines or services that are deployed within the virtual network can connect to your premises using the ExpressRoute circuit that you have provisioned. As you can see, we are in the process of having this connection set up right now. Once it has successfully been configured, you will be able to communicate back to your premises. I hope you enjoyed this video. Please view the other videos on networking to gain more information on what our services do. Thank you.